So, I'm back.
Yes. You said the others had different lives and such. I was wondering, did you ever go to school? And if so, what kind of school did you go to? And did the others go?
Ah, yes, that's a good question. Let's see, I was in kindergarten since I was the youngest. Sheldie was in first grade, Growly is in third, Carly's in fifth, Goggles was in eighth, and Starry was in the 11th. I like kindergarten since I met my first friend, Dribble, and it was the AM kindergarten, so I was always home first. In the middle of the AM hour, they have snack, pre-lunch sometimes from my mom or school, and at school they have a small portion of fruits, veggies, milk, and a treat, you know, all the basic stuff. After eating, there would be a recess for a few minutes, and I was playing with my favorite toy taxi, you know, all that stuff. Then, out of nowhere, my bully came over to me, and the weirdest thing about this bully is that I think he had a mustache, and he eats garlic for lunch on a daily basis. I have no idea what that was all about, but, yeah, he was quite strange. So, anyway, he made fun of me, keep calling me a pussycat, squirting water at me, or even throwing water balloons at me. And this one time when I was playing with my favorite toy taxi, he snatches it away from me and I tried to get it back, but since I was so short and he was taller than me, the bully thinks this would be a good idea to see if the taxi could fly, so he throws it over the fence, and I didn't even think he was that strong to do it, but yeah, he literally threw it over and landed it on the road. And a car ran it over, completely breaking it. Then, to add insult to injury and what set me off, he said that I should buy a flying taxi next time. So, as you can imagine, I was so sad and angry that I socked him so hard, he lost his balance, and I basically punched him and slashed him with my claws. The teacher saw this and had to force me off the bully and pinch me on the ground till I calmed down. After that, the bully and I were sent to the principal's office, and the bully was sent to the nurse to get the claw marks healed for me, since he was bleeding so much. The principal called my parents to pick me up and told me about the situation, what happened. So my dad picked me up and he wasn't happy by what he heard, and he scolds me as we make our way home. My dad understood why I did it and why I was upset, but that's also not an excuse to use my claws or anything against someone because of that, and they could seriously be hurt. And when I got home, of course my dad spanks me with the paddle, and I was grounded for the night. And then, yeah. Late at night, Goggles heard about what happens to me at school and told me not to worry about it because he has bullies that are dumb and weak as well. And he knows that because he had a few in his school that were jealous about his intelligence. And that's all there is. Jealousy and think that it's all a game. So the next day, my dad gave me something that has to wear because of the school telling me to avoid what happened yesterday with the claws. I don't exactly remember what it was called, but it's wrapped around my fingers to prevent the sharp claws from popping out as well as my feet. It was either that or getting declawed, and God forbid I didn't want that, so I like to keep my claws intact. So I decided to wear them. The next day people in my class were scared of me after that, but not Dribble. He didn't run away from me or was scared. He heard about what happened, but saw me and still wanted to be friends with me. I was kind of touched by that. Then, all of a sudden, the bully comes back and apologizes as he gives me a new toy taxi and, well, that kind of leave me surprised. I didn't really expect him to do that. So, yeah, I took it and thanked him. At home, I showed my dad the new toy taxi, and he was happy everything went well. And, well, yeah, that's my story. I gotta go. Talk to you later?
Of course. A boy with a mustache. that likes to eat garlic? Could it be Wario? That seems to make way too much sense. Huh, it seems we're all connected.